Dominic De La Salle is the chief scientist and president of the Geos Institute, based in Ashland, Oregon. He's editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. Today on SPLAB Presents, he talks about Northwest temperate rainforests, the effort to prevent the worst ramifications of global climate chaos, and a concept near and dear to hardcore Cascadians.
Well, I think what you're getting at in terms of an ecotopia concept is bioregionalism. And if we're going to be a sustainable society, we really need to be bioregionally based. And what that means is that, you know, we look at our region as a living region, and we're all connected by the services that these ecosystems are giving to us, essentially. And the more we draw down the capital of these ecosystems, particularly at the rate that we're drawing down their biological capital, the less sustainable our footprint is. And so switching to a bioregional basis to the way we view natural resource management would really make a difference. And we can do it in agriculture, for instance. We could be growing our crops locally, distributing them locally as well. And that would help local growers. It would stimulate a new kind of business network where, you know, we're back to a marketplace of trading in different food products. And I think that would reduce our carbon footprint because we wouldn't be shipping things the distances that we're shipping today. So I think that's part of the solution, is to look at us as a bioregion. And what is it going to take to sustain us in a bioregion sense? I mean, the more we grow, the faster we grow, the less sustainable we're going to be because we're drawing down that biological capital. But if we go to a bioregional basis to it, where culture and ecology and agriculture are all plugged into the same bioregion, maybe we can have more of a sustainable system than what we have now.
When we look at the trees and the mountains, the volcanoes, you know, the connection to nature that we have in this part of the world, do you think these plants and these forests have an effect on us spiritually?
Oh, I know they have one like that on me. I mean, I wouldn't be in this business if I didn't have some sort of a spiritual connection to the land. You know, I've got the curiosity of being a scientist, but what it really comes down to is, what kind of planet are we leaving for the next generation? And in order to have that kind of perspective, it goes beyond science. It goes to moral and ethical issues and a sense of a connection to something that's bigger and beyond us. And so that connection really has driven my interest in this work and making sure that we've got a living planet.
You got a 6-year-old kid, a beautiful daughter, Ariella. Yeah. What kinds of things are you doing to prepare her for the realities of what's going on now and to value the things that we have here in this part of the world?
You know, everything I do in my career is for her generation. I don't even look at my generation anymore. You know, I'm in my 50s now and looking at the kind of planet that we're passing down to the next generation, or actually borrowing or withdrawing from their biological capital. And so I spent a lot of time looking at climate change models. These are projections forward in time in terms of, if we stay on the path we are on now, what is our climate potentially going to be in 50 or 60 years from now? And it's pretty frightening because it becomes something of a personal issue for me, because the projections that I'm looking at are for much more catastrophic weather events, much more catastrophic changes. And those are going to be occurring at the time in her life that is, you know, my age. You know, she'll be in my age bracket in her 50s while these changes are taking place. And so I'm doing everything I can to soften that blow.
And to give her a sense of awe of the natural world.
Right. And that's where it starts. I mean, just being out there and the outside and connecting with nature, that curiosity is what got me going. And with curiosity, there's an understanding of importance of why we need to save these places. It's really, it comes down to a sense of being connected to your homeland.
And in a simple 4-hour walk today around Mountain Lake, we saw everything from mites to lichen, pileated woodpeckers, ravens. What was the one bird crawling up the tree?
A brown creeper,
and there were many other species, you know, I haven't even mentioned. The Douglas fir, the hemlock.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing about this is that there have been so many different studies linking IQ levels in kids with being outside, and outside in nature is really, it's a healing experience. It helps sharpen focus and thinking. And the more we move away to that, from that, and more we move into a computer generation, the less connected we're going to be to the land. By getting your kids out there, outside, it's improving their focus, it's improving their IQ scores, and it's giving them a sense of place.
That was Dominic Della Sala, wildlife biologist and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. SPLAB Presents is produced for KBCS in association with the Spoken Word Lab in Columbia City. To hear the whole interview with Dr. Della Sala, go to splab.org and click the heading titled Listen. For SPLAB Presents, I'm Paul Nelson.